We have city council members with us, Ryan Walters and Anthony Young, as well as Bruce McDougall and Carolyn Moulton. Thank you. Our Island Health Hospital commissioners are here, Commissioner Lynn Lang, Jan Iverson, Warren Tesler, and Paul Mon. Thank you so much. We have our Island Health Foundation president, Elliot Johnson, here with us today. Dr. Kathy Gard is with us today to speak. And then thank you to all the Island Health medical staff, and friends of Island Health that are here today. Thank you so much. Today marks a significant milestone in our journey toward enhancing medical care for Anacortes and our surrounding rural communities. I'm deeply honored to stand here before you as we celebrate the almost completion of our emergency services project and our rooftop helipad. The emergency services project is the first of several major projects in our master facility plan, which all focus on improving access to care in our rural community. To begin the first phase of this plan, Island Health applied for a $2.5 million congressionally directed spending award. And with Senator Cantwell's amazing support, our request was approved in 2021. We could not have even started this project without your strong support for Island Health and your continued focus on improving health care in rural communities. Thank you so much. Our new rooftop helipad represents more than just a physical structure. It embodies our commitment to providing swift and efficient emergency care to those who need it most. No longer will our staff need to take an elevator from the emergency department down to the basement, walk or run the length of a football field and up a hill through the parking lot to get to the helipad. And that happens over 170 times a year. The rooftop helipad will play a crucial role in our ability to serve patients quickly when every minute matters. Again, thank you so much, Senator Cantwell. Since the hospital was built in 2004, the number of patients served in our emergency department has nearly doubled, from 10,000 visits a year to over 18,000. As a result, we needed to update our facility to accommodate the increasing number of patients that we care for and improve safety for all patients and staff. Thanks to the generous donations made to the Island Health Foundation, we were able to expand this project well beyond the helipad and also renovate and secure our emergency department and modernize our main entrance and central waiting areas, creating a safer healing environment for our patients and staff. I want to thank everyone involved in making this project a reality, from our dedicated staff who tirelessly care for our patients day in and day out, to our partners in government, community, and philanthropy. I would also like to thank the Wellman and Zuck construction team, our architect Andy Hall and his team, Mark Estevold, and our internal project team who worked diligently to ensure our helipad and the entire project met the highest standards for safety and functionality. I thank all of you for your partnership in this project. We have a few more speakers today to help us celebrate. They will talk to us about the impacts of philanthropy, the importance of community, the clinical impact of this project, and the importance of preserving rural healthcare. Now I'd like to turn it over to Elliot Johnson, who's the president of our Island Health Foundation, to share a few words about the impacts of philanthropy.
Thank you, Elise. Good morning and thank you for being here. I'm Elliot Johnson and I'm honored to represent the Island Health Foundation as its current board president. I'm also feel lucky to share the stage with Dr. Kathy Gard, who helped birth all three of my sons here in this hospital. Thank you to our board members, our foundation staff, to all our donors. and local and state government representatives for being here today to celebrate with us. This ribbon cutting celebrates and represents much hard work by all of you. And it highlights the special partnership between our foundation and Island Health. That partnership has been around for a really long time, and I believe that it is as strong as it has ever been. Our foundation fundraising is the highest that it's ever been, but the needs are also increasing. We're here to celebrate today, and while we do that, we also recognize that there's a lot more work to be done. Thank you again to all who contributed to this effort, to our future efforts. The health of Anacortes is in our hands, and we are up for the challenge. Thank you.
Next, we have Mayor Matt Miller, who's going to talk to us a bit about the importance of community. Mayor?
Thank you, Elise. So, good morning, everyone. So great to see you all here today to celebrate this significant milestone for our community. So I'm honored to stand before you as the mayor of Anacortes and share a few words about the importance of this new helipad and emergency services project at Island Health. But before I do that, because this is aviation related, I usually have a couple of jokes, and one of them is aviation related, the other one's political, so I won't do that one. But how do you know somebody is a pilot when you first meet them? And I'm sure some of my fellow pilots will know the answer to that one. They've already told you. Yeah. All right, so Island Health has always been a cornerstone of our community, providing exceptional health care services to the residents of Anacortes and beyond. Today, we take a significant step forward in enhancing our medical infrastructure with the completion of this state-of-the-art helipad. This project is not just about modernizing our facilities, it's about saving lives and ensuring that emergency medical services are accessible to all, especially on those in those geographically remote areas, sometimes referred to as islands. As a former council member and with a background in search and rescue, I have had the privilege of supporting Island Health the Island Health Economic Development Grant funding request for this project. We recognized then, as we do now, that having a modern air health network is critical for our region. The new helipad will significantly improve the speed and efficiency of emergency medical transport, providing critical care to patients in a timely manner and enhancing our region's capability to respond to natural disasters and other emergencies. I also want to reflect a little bit on my time as operations officer and executive officer of Naval Air Station Whidbey Island. It's been 15 years now. And speaking of NAS Whidbey, welcome back the Zappers of VAQ-130, coming back from a 9-month combat deployment, very unique, and many of them, their families, and they live here in Anacortes as well. So. Came back Saturday. Glad to have them home. I've seen firsthand the importance of having a reliable helipad. Our search and rescue unit, Whidbey, performed dozens of rescues and continue to do so each year, often requiring landings at hospitals around the region. So these life-saving landings highlighted the need for a more suitable and safer landing surface, which we now have this rooftop helipad. This upgrade not only improves the safety for our community, but ensures that our emergency services can operate without causing damage to surrounding areas. This project represents a sustainable, cost-effective community health investment that will create vital connections for health services throughout Skagit, Island, and San Juan counties. It is a testament to what we can achieve when local funds and federal support come together for the common good. I am incredibly proud to support this project and urge all stakeholders to continue backing initiatives that enhance our community's well-being. The benefits of this new helipad will have significant and long-lasting, ensuring that Island Health remains a leader in providing top-notch healthcare services. So thank you to everyone who has worked tirelessly to make this project a reality. Your dedication and hard work have made a tremendous difference, and we are all grateful for your efforts. Thank you and congratulations to Island Health on this remarkable achievement. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Next, we have Dr. Kathy Gard, who's going to talk to us and tell us a real story of how important emergency services are here in a rural community.
Thank you. I have been in Anacortes now for 23 years and came from a 145-bed hospital near Penn State Hershey in Pennsylvania, and prior to that, a large tertiary care center where I did my training. I wanted to tell a little story of what I think encompasses what it's like to practice in a rural area and how important helicopters and emergency services and being able to get people to a higher level of care quickly. So several years ago, we had a patient who, she was scheduled for a cesarean section the following week, but came in with her water broken close to 37 weeks. And when we went in to do the cesarean, we got into the uterus, there was an incredible amount of blood, more than usual. So typically when we do a cesarean, we get the baby out and the placenta sort of comes out of the uterus, separates from the uterine wall very easily. Well, this did not happen. And what we realized very quickly was that she had something called placenta increta. So the placenta had grown through the wall of the uterus and into her bladder. So the normal mechanisms which stop bleeding when we get the placenta out were not working. So luckily, the surgery committee was meeting downstairs for their monthly meeting. And so we had urologists who take care of bladder, ureters, urethra. We had some several general surgeons. We had a couple of anesthesiologists. We had a lot of operating room personnel who were also at that meeting. And we sent someone down very quickly when we realized the emergent nature of this cesarean section. And they all came up out of the meeting to help. At one point, we had 18 doctors in the room trying to save this woman's life. Right when we encountered the bleeding, a call was made down to the lab. And this was sort of after hours. So the person that was working down there immediately called Seattle to let them know that we had what's called massive transfusion protocol in effect, and they got a lot of blood products in a taxi to bring them to the hospital. And she also got all of the available blood and products that we had in our own blood bank. At one point in the room, we had doctors who were just squeezing blood into this patient. And just to give you an idea of the severity of this, when we would take our hands out, the pressure off of the incision, the blood would fill up and the anesthesiologist would say, "We have lost her blood pressure." This is how crucial it was. Dr. Prinz, one of my previous partners, he was out on the San Juan Islands that day seeing patients, and as he came back into town, we called him to let him know what was going on and to join us in the operating room. At that point, there were just the two of us. He started making phone calls to the University of Washington to let them know what was going on, and we ended up taking out part of her uterus, stabilizing her blood pressure with blood products and just the surgery itself, and then packing her with what we call lap sponges and leaving her abdomen open to send her to a higher level of care. Once we got her stabilized, which was several hours later, almost 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and we had started this at 5 o'clock, the helicopter was on the ground, came into the operating room, and once we had her stable, we got her out to the helicopter. And I remember as we were walking to the helicopter, one of the doctors turned to me and said, "She's not going to make it, is she?" And I said, "Nope, she is going to make it." And I remember going home that night and having a lot of difficulty falling asleep, but thinking about my fears about coming from 145-bed hospital where we had everything to Anacortes where we had a 50-bed hospital and what that would be like to practice, high-risk OB here. And that night I thought to myself, this is the power of a rural community, so many different members, lab, all the different surgeons, nurses, anesthesia, working together to save one person's life. And then to be able to seamlessly transition this patient over to the flight crew who then took her down to the University of Washington. and she made it, and 25 units of blood later and lots of other blood products, we were able to see her back post-operatively. And we got a call from the University of Washington about a week later, and one of the high-risk specialists there actually called me and said, you know, I understand that you were involved in this. And she just said, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Island Hospital that this patient might have died in many, many other small places. And just when we were reviewing this, people kept saying, where did she come from? Where did she fly in from? And they were just incredibly amazed at the power involved in working together in a rural community hospital to save one person's life. So thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Gard. That's just one of many stories, and as I say all the time, and the staff who work here are sick of me saying it, but amazing things happen here every day in this rural hospital where we are neighbors taking care of neighbors, and as Kathy said, all hands on deck to save one life. I'm going to now turn it over to Senator Cantwell to say a few words.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that, and I can't imagine, you know, what all of that was like and what you have to do on a day-to-day basis. But we can say this, we're sure glad you came to Anacortes. So thank you. I also want to thank Elliot. Thank you so much for leading the foundation and for your work. I want to give a shout out to the city council members who are here, Ryan and Anthony. Thank you for what you guys do to bring leadership. And Senator Lovelett and Deb, Representative Lekanoff, thank you so much for being here as well. I think they were here. They're probably still here. Oh, there we go. They're back. So thank you so much for your leadership. And to the team in Wellman Zuck for putting their money and building into this incredible facility that is so important for this part of Washington State. You know, I think people understand that our state is growing and that there are very beautiful places to live. But it also means we have to continue to upgrade our healthcare delivery system so that people can have those opportunities. So Island Health has done just that. And it reminds me of the power of communities working together to solve problems and celebrate accomplishments. We're here to celebrate that modernization in this facility with the helipad, which is going to help save people's lives. That important transportation in a timely fashion to higher care facilities like our regional trauma center at Harborview. I can't say enough and how important Harborview is to the entire region. I don't think people understand how much business they get from Montana and Idaho and various places throughout our state. But this is a perfect example of how working together in partnership, we are raising the standard of care in our state. Island Health not only serves the primary 3 trauma center and primary level 2 stroke center for communities surrounding Anacortes, you are the emergency hospital for everyone living or visiting San Juan Island. So that's a very big responsibility in and of itself. And as I mentioned, rural hospitals need modernization of their facilities. If we want them to solve these problems, we need to give them the tools to solve these problems. The new helipad will allow Island Health to better serve remote communities like the San Juan Islands and provide more reliable emergency service to other healthcare providers. And this is critical. Skagit County, as I mentioned, and Island counties are growing from 2020 to 2021. We saw a 48% increase in patients transported by air from San Juan Island. So something's happening here. I doubt that people are getting sicker. It's just that we're growing, more people are there, and we need to deliver the infrastructure. So the helicopters will no longer need to land in a parking lot. As we took a tour earlier, you could see how dangerous really that parking lot is. Or challenged, I should say, having to fly in between telephone wires having to land next to cars, having to transport it way down a decline. Not the kind of situation you want when you people are dealing with such important, challenging situations. So for the patients coming from island health emergencies, the helipad means they can reach the emergency room faster. And we saw a tour of that, so very much appreciate everybody in the community who is helping to upgrade the hospital in general. The helipad isn't just for taking patients, it's for transporting patients with traumatic injuries who need to get to Harborview. And that all has to be done in such a timely fashion because literally critical seconds make the difference. And right now when the helicopter lands here with a patient, the emergency team has to run the length of a football field. So it's not exactly like it's optimized in not just the landing pad itself, but the whole structure isn't really optimized to getting these people out of the helicopter and into the hospital. But now that's transformed and a much easier path will be available to our workers. Rural facilities without a helipad have to drive patients in an ambulance to the nearest airport and then reach services. But that's not what's going to happen here. So this is a victory for quality health care in Washington. It's a victory for Anacortes and for the communities around here. The community needs to be congratulated for coming together and articulating the need for this critical support. I also want to thank Dr. Gardy for her comments and the notion that Washington can deliver this quality of care in rural communities. Believe me, there'll be many other rural parts of our state who will look at this situation and say, we want that here too. We want to deliver that quality of care. So we must continue to invest in rural health care. We must continue to deliver on modernization. We need to continue to deliver on obstetric care and these important quality issues that are making this a great place to live. So thanks to everybody at Island Health. Thank you for everybody coming out today and seeing and witnessing truly a celebratory moment. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator. Again, we could not have done it without you and the support from our foundation. Today's ceremony is not just about opening a helipad and completing our emergency services project, but about reaffirming our commitment to excellence in healthcare and our dedication to improving the lives of those we serve. This project will undoubtedly help us save lives, and that's a testament to the hard work and collaboration that have brought us here today. After years of planning and a full year of construction, our vision has become a reality. Thank you all again for your support. As we cut the ribbon, next is what we'll be cutting the ribbon. Let us look forward with optimism and determination. Together, we can continue to care for our rural community with compassion, innovation, and excellence. Thank you so much for joining us today. For those that are gonna help us with the ribbon cutting, if you can come up, we're gonna stand right back here. And then there's some cake and refreshments as well for people to enjoy. So thank you so much for being here today.